Galatians chapter number 3. The book of Galatians chapter number 3, beginning in verse number 6. I was reading this week, someone was giving instructions on how you catch a porcupine. And they said, well, when you're trying to catch a porcupine, what do? You have to watch the flapping of its tail. And while you're watching the flapping of its tail, you're to throw a wash tub over top of the porcupine. So nothing interesting about the wash tub. It's just something for you to sit on while you ponder your next move. Amen? Galatians chapter 3. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we're privileged to be here tonight. Grateful that you have taken care of us today. You have provided what we need. You have protected us. And God, we thank you for that. We think of our brothers and sisters in Texas tonight. 20 of those have been killed and 30 have been injured. And God, we don't understand those things, but God, we pray that your Spirit would comfort and strengthen and help in this time of tragedy and loss. God, again, we thank you for taking care of us and for protecting us, and we're thankful and grateful for all that you do. God, we pray that you would receive our worship and praise tonight, that you would feed us through your word, you'd strengthen our faith, you would strengthen our beliefs in truth, that you would glorify yourself in and through us tonight. We thank you and we praise you for that in Christ's name. Amen. Galatians chapter 3, verse number 6. Paul writes to the church of Galatia, even as Abraham believed God, and it, his belief in God, was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. That's God's word, and all God's people said. Amen. Well, we are looking at the summary of the gospel, or we might say we're looking at what must be believed for someone to be a Christian. It is these truths that were rediscovered by the reformers in the 1500s in the midst of the corruption and drift from Scripture, truth of the Roman Catholic Church. And what truths are vitally essential for us to understand and believe? These truths are essential. These truths are really truths that are worthy to die for, and men and women have died for them. For the reformers, it was these five truths. Salvation is by grace alone, in Christ alone, received by faith alone, through the authority of Scripture alone, all for the glory of God alone. And we have already looked at solo gratis and solo Christos, grace alone, Christ alone, and this evening we want to examine the truth of solo fide, or by faith alone. Again, there are plenty of portions of Scripture that we could go to prove this truth, that salvation is by faith alone. But to prove it tonight, I want us to look at Galatians here and use this passage of Scripture to support the argument that salvation is by faith alone. Salvation is not a reward for the righteous. Salvation is not a reward for the righteous. It is a gift for the guilty. Say amen. And it is given as a gift of God, and it is received by faith alone. God gives the gift of salvation, and we receive it by faith alone. So tonight, I want to give you five things as we walk down through this text of Galatians chapter 3. Number one, they're short. They're shorter points. Amen? You do five, you got to shorten them, because we're used to three, right? Number one, the meaning of justification by faith alone. Even as Abraham believed God, and it, Abraham's belief in God, was accounted to him for righteousness. So, the word accounted there means to be credited. It means to put on someone's account. For example, if you owe something at a store and someone comes in and puts money on your account, that's what the word accounted means. It is not something we have earned. It's what someone else has earned. Say amen. It's not me putting that on my account. It's someone else putting that on my account. They have earned that. They put what they earned on my account. And that is graciously applied. It is not a cooperative payment whereby we pay some and somebody else pays the rest. No, the truth of the matter is we have paid nothing. But God has put all that Christ has earned on our account. He has credited or accounted to us everything that Christ has earned for us. And so when God examines the books, our debt has been paid. And you and I who have believed in Christ have perfect credit. Say amen. There is no debt. It has been paid. There is no guilt of late payments. It has been paid. In fact, our account has a credit that will take care of all future debts that we may incur. And that credit is the obedience of Jesus Christ. To live according to the law perfectly and to take our sins and receive the wrath of God on the cross. So then, God declares us righteous. Justification is simply us looking away from ourselves and looking at what another has done. That does not mean we paid the debt. It does not mean that we, in practical terms, are any less of a debtor. It was my debt. It does not mean that we will not accumulate further debts. What it does mean is that the work of someone else and what someone else has earned is applied or credited to us who have not earned it. And the creditor has looked at the books and has declared that we are right. Amen? We are righteous. So Paul says here, as Abraham believed God, his faith, or his believing, which is his faith in God, was accounted to him for righteousness. Simply his faith. Simply his belief. That's the meaning of justification by faith alone. Notice, secondly, the means of justification by faith alone. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Now Paul says that the way this was accounted to Abraham as righteousness was through his faith, or through his belief in God. Abraham believed God, and the word believe means to trust, or it means faith. It means to accept God and what He says without doubt or without contradiction. So he believed what God said. He believed who God was, and that faith was accounted to him as righteousness. Now you'll notice here that Paul speaks of faith alone. It doesn't say he believed and he worked, or he believed and he was circumcised, or he believed and he did this. No, he believed in God, and that was counted to him as righteousness. It was faith and faith alone. He mentions nothing else but faith. So Abraham believed or had faith in God, and that faith alone was accounted to him for righteousness. So justification is applied by faith alone. Not faith in anything else. Not faith in good works. Not faith in water baptism. Not by faith and church membership. Not by faith and penitence. Not by faith and the worship of Mary. Not by faith and the Mass. Not by faith and relics. Not by faith and the treasury of merit. Not by faith and prayers to dead saints, not by faith and last rites, not by faith and purchases of indulgences. We are justified by faith. And not faith and, but faith alone. Say amen. Now notice what Paul says in verse number 7. The children of Abraham are children by faith. And he adds nothing else. Go back and look at that if you would. Verse number 7. Know ye therefore that they which are of what? Faith. Not faith and, just faith. They that which are of faith, the same, the ones that are by faith, are the same that are the children of Abraham. Right? Now we need to understand what Paul's saying there. Abraham's children, according to Paul here, are not of physical descent. They are of spiritual descent. It is by faith in God, through Christ, in which we become the children of God, and we have the merits and the worth of Christ accounted to us. So when Paul talks about the children of God or the seed of Abraham, he's not talking about a nationality. He's talking about those who are in Christ by faith. We are the children of God. And the means by which we are the children of God or the children of Abraham is by faith and faith alone. Amen? Notice, thirdly, the magnitude of justification by faith alone. Verse number 8. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, right? How's God going to justify those that are outside of the Jewish people, how's he going to justify them? Through faith. And is there anything else? Does he say faith and anything else? Just by faith. Preach before the gospel unto Abraham. So, Paul says here that the gospel was preached to Abraham. What was the gospel? In Abraham, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then, they which are of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many are as of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Now Paul says a lot there. Paul here shows us the magnitude of this truth of faith alone for our justification or our salvation. Abraham, the believer, not Abraham the worker, Abraham the believer will be the source of blessing to all nations. Not Abraham the worker, not Abraham the church member, not Abraham the baptized one, Abraham the believer. He will be the one that all blessings to all nations will be given. Now the blessing to all nations will be that God will justify not only Jews, but also Gentile heathen through faith alone in the work of Christ alone. Say amen. That's what he's talking about, the blessing here. There will be men, women, boys, and girls who are saved and justified of every nation, of every tribe, of every kindred, of every tongue. And the blessing that every nation will receive is that there will be those who are justified by faith alone in Christ alone. So that there are not a whole lot of ways of salvation. There are not many ways of salvation. There is what? One way of salvation. Faith in Christ. And faith alone. I hate to mess up your theology, but I'm going to. There's not an Old Testament way and a New Testament way. There's one way. No matter what nation, no matter what time on earth, there was only one way. There has always only been one way. Hearing the gospel, believing in Christ, and being declared righteous by God. That's how we're saved. That's why Paul says the gospel was preached unto Abraham, that he will bless all nations. He heard the gospel, he believed the gospel by faith, and was counted to him as righteousness, declared righteous by God. That's how it's always been. So in verse 9, Paul says, it is those who by faith have trusted in Christ, those are the ones that are blessed with faithful Abraham. So not everyone are blessed. Say amen. Not every person without fail is blessed. Only those which are of faith are then the children of Abraham and are blessed with faithful Abraham. Say amen. In fact, Paul says here that those who do not trust in Jesus Christ, those who do not place faith in Christ, are not blessed. They're what? Cursed. Those who are left to themselves, to their own works, are cursed. So this salvation by faith alone is for every nation, it's for every tribe, it's for every tongue, it's for all people, it is for at all times. And those who will believe will be blessed through faithful Abraham. And those who refuse to believe will be cursed. Amen? It is for everyone. Number four, the misconception of justification by faith alone. Verse 10, again. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. Do you see what he says? No man is justified by the law in the sight of God. How are we justified? By faith. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith. The law is not what? Of faith. But the man that doeth them shall live in them. Now, what was happening and what Paul is addressing here to these saints at Galatia was that Judaizers had come into the church and they were seeking to put these new believers back under the law of Moses. They were teaching them that they needed to add circumcision and they needed to keep the law. Those things needed to be added to their faith in Christ. So they were saying, very early, our justification or our salvation is by faith and something that they are to do. Faith and circumcision. Faith and keeping the law. But Paul says that if any way we are trying to commend ourselves to God by anything that we ourselves bring to the table, we are under a curse. It means that we are under condemnation, wrath, and judgment. If we add anything to salvation by faith alone, we are under a curse and have departed from trusting in Jesus Christ. That means this. If it is as simple as this, faith in Christ plus circumcision, I'm under a curse. Say amen. If I believe it is faith in Christ plus church membership, I'm cursed. Somebody help me. If I believe it's faith in Christ plus the addition of baptism, I'm cursed. If I think it is faith in Christ plus my works or my efforts in sanctification to be better, I'm cursed. Somebody help me. There are really only two basic religions in the world. There is a religion of human achievement and there is a religion of divine accomplishment. And Christianity is the religion of divine accomplishment. Accomplishment where Christ achieves everything we need for salvation and credits it to us, and we receive it by faith in Jesus Christ alone. Every other religion, every other denomination outside of what true Orthodox Christianity is will always come back to human achievements. Those that are in Christ, we rest in divine accomplishment. Christ has accomplished our salvation, and by faith or by believing Him, we receive that to our account. When Paul says, it is written, or that what he is saying is not a new truth. He says, it is written. This is not something new. Paul says that the Word of God, all the way back in the book of Deuteronomy, says, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all the things which are written in the book of the law to do them. In other words, whatever you set out to add to your faith in Christ, if you don't do it perfectly, and if you don't do it continuously, and if you don't do it constantly, you're cursed. Say amen. And there are no exceptions. That means everyone is cursed and remains under the curse until by faith alone they have the works of Christ credited to them. Listen, you're not getting to heaven on your own good works. If you get to heaven, it will be on good works, but it will be on the good works of Jesus Christ, not ours. Paul says the law, keeping the law, adding anything to your salvation, is not a faith. So if I add circumcision, as the Judaizers were telling the Galatians they needed to do, you have to be circumcised, you have to keep the law. That's not faith. And salvation is by faith alone. If you add anything to it, it's no longer just faith alone. And you've cursed it. He even says here that the just, those who have been justified, not only have they received their justification through faith, but they live by what? By faith. To add to faith alone is to depart from faith altogether. Say amen. Now, there are people who tell me that people believe that it is faith plus something, place faith and the addition of this, and they are Christians or they are saved. But I'm here to tell you, according to Paul, they are not. You add anything to faith, you're not saved. You're not justified. Say amen. That's what the reformers were fighting over. So it's either by faith alone, or it's by works alone. That's what Paul says. Either you're going to work your way to heaven, or you're going to trust Jesus to get to heaven. Either your salvation is based on you, or it's based on Christ. But it can't be any mixture of the two. Say amen. Now that's up to you how you want to appear before God one day. In your own works, or in the works of Christ. I don't know how you feel about that, but I definitely know in whose works I want to appear before God in. And they ain't mine. Say amen. By faith in Christ alone, or by your efforts alone. Say amen. So those who say, well, it's Christ and this. No. If you say it's Christ and this, then it's just this. Do you understand what I'm saying? Paul says, if you think it's Christ and your circumcision, no, it's just your circumcision that you will stand before God with. Do you think that's going to save you? No. You can't mix those things with faith because works of the law was not faith. They don't mix. Say amen. Number 5. The mediator of justification by faith alone, verse 13 and 14. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. How? By being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. Through whom? Through Jesus Christ. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through what? Faith. And he doesn't say faith and, he just says faith. Can I say this? Salvation is not faith in faith. I talk to a lot of people and it seems they have faith in their faith. If you'll just have faith, if you could just increase your faith, if you could just strengthen your faith, you understand that justification or salvation is not faith in faith. Say amen. Justification or salvation is by faith alone, but it is in the person and the work of Jesus Christ alone. The way we are redeemed from the curse of the law is not us keeping the law or trying to do better with the law. It's this fact and this fact alone. Jesus Christ came and was made a curse for us. That's the only way you escape the curse of the law. Christ was made a curse for us. And the Bible's clear about that, isn't it? Everyone that hangs on a tree is cursed. And guess what Jesus did? He hung on a tree. And he became a curse. Why? So that you would not be accursed. I'm here to tell you tonight that everything you have is because Jesus didn't have it. Everything you enjoy is because Jesus did not enjoy it. You have life because Jesus died. Say amen. You are blessed because Jesus was cursed. Somebody help me. He was crucified. He laid down his life. His Father was pleased to bruise him so, as Paul says here, so that the blessing of Abraham might come to you. Do you know when God spoke to Abraham and said, Abraham, here's the gospel. I'm going to bless every nation through you. I want you to go out there and I want you to look at the stars. Can you count those stars? No. Your seed will be greater than the number of those stars. Go to the shore of the ocean and count those grains of sand. Can you do that? Your seed will be like the number of those grains of sand. How's that true? Because through Abraham was coming Christ. And Christ was going to hang on a tree and be cursed for us so that the seed of Abraham, those that are in Christ by faith, his children, the children of Abraham, those that are by faith, will receive the blessing that was promised to Abraham so many years ago. Do you know when God spoke to Abraham, you were one of those stars and you were one of those grains of sand. And Christ came to die on the cross so that salvation and justification, the blessing of what Christ has done, would come to you. It is Christ who came to take our sins from us and to take them upon himself and to receive the wrath of God for all of our sins and made a curse for us so that what God promised to Abraham in Genesis, that every nation would receive the blessing of God through justification by faith alone, would come to us who are outside of the covenant of God so that we might be saved and receive the promise of the Spirit by faith. So what is faith? Faith is the knowledge that nothing in my hands I bring. Nothing. All I bring to the table is my sin. Nothing in my hands of any merit I bring. Simply to Christ on the cross. Being made a curse for me, do I cling. Somebody say. That's faith. Nothing in my hands I bring. Only and simply to Christ on the cross being made a curse for me do I cling. Say amen. And Abraham believed that, and it was counted to him as righteousness. And when you believed Christ died for your sins and you received his sacrifice for your sins, you too became justified in the sight of God and declared not guilty. We are not justified by faith and anything. Remember I told you last week that was the whole crux of the Reformation problem. They were fighting over one word, the word and. It's not and. It's alone. It's not grace and, it's not Christ and, it's not faith and, it's grace alone by Christ alone through faith alone. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being tied to a stake and being burnt to death over one? Word? They felt the biblical truth was so important, they died for one word alone. And if you'll go back and you'll read church history, they sang. As they burned, they sang. And today, we act like it doesn't matter anymore. We act like people died for nothing. They died for biblical truth. We are not saved by faith and anything. We are saved by faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone, by grace alone. And we are righteous before God only because we have received the merits and the work of Christ through faith. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that so clearly instructs us and clearly corrects us. We thank you for these truths that we stand on and we would die for. We are not saved by faith plus anything. We are saved by faith alone, by the grace of God alone, in the work and the person of Christ alone. So as we look at these truths and we almost rediscover what the Reformers rediscovered, help us to see the clarity here, the importance here, that if we add anything to our faith in Christ, we have made it no longer faith and we have made salvation no longer real. Anything added to faith alone brings about curse and not the blessing. So speak to our hearts tonight. Help us to see these truths. And God, be with us as we contemplate the next two solas. That it is through the authority of Scripture alone and all for the glory of our God. May these truths cause our hearts to rejoice in what we have in Christ and how we have been blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.